Life for Christians across Iraq has been increasingly treacherous in recent months, and many fear for their lives and futures following a brutal and bloody hostage-taking that left nearly 70 people dead last month at Baghdad's Sayyidat al-Najat Church. Under threat and in mourning for recent attacks against their community, Iraqi Christian leaders have decided to cancel most evening worship services and forego other festivities for Christmas. Church leaders in the northern towns of Kirkuk and Mosul, as well as the southern port city of Basra, are reported to be canceling the traditional Christmas evening mass and have asked parishioners not to put up decorations. Chaldean Archbishop Luis Sacco in Kirkuk tells VOA that church leaders across the country, and not just in Kirkuk, Mosul, and Basra, made an official decision recently to cancel celebrations.
This decision was taken by all the bishops in Iraq, not only in Kirkuk, 2 weeks ago, because after the attack on the church of Baghdad, many families left the capital, and also Mosul Christians have been murdered. So we made a statement that we canceled all the celebrations except the masses in the church, and the prayers should be also for the peace and stability in Iraq.
Archbishop Sacco added his church and others received warning letters from Al-Qaeda, which were published on the terrorist group's website.
I didn't make any statement about the Al-Qaeda, but we got a letter was published in the website of Al-Qaeda asking us to be wise not to deal with the Americans, and also to ask the release of two ladies in Egypt. They were Coptes and they became Muslim. And also, we don't have any relationship with Egypt. And the third thing was not to defend Tariq Aziz.
Muslim extremists in Egypt say the church has detained two women for allegedly converting to Islam. The church denies the allegations, but extremists in Iraq have embraced the story. The archbishop noted that another important reason for canceling Christmas evening mass is the fragile security situation in many parts of Iraq.
You know, the security is still fragile, therefore we don't have the right to expose the life of our faithful to a risk. For that, we are celebrating only the masses during the day. During the night, impossible, because we have no guarantee, you know. Who can protect the Christians? Maybe inside the churches, the police are protecting, but when they are leaving the church to their houses during the night, it is really dangerous. But not only in Kirkuk, in Baghdad, in Mosul also, Basra, only in Kurdistan the security is good, there will be masses during the night.
Many Christian families have fled parts of Baghdad and other dangerous areas of the country for the safety of Iraqi Kurdistan in recent weeks. Archbishop Sacco, who is also the Chaldean Archbishop of Sulaymaniyya, indicated that his church has 112 refugee families that have fled from Baghdad, including 30 families who have actually taken refuge inside his church. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.